Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for August 23rd to the 29th, 2014. This week, an open-ended Egyptian-mediated ceasefire ended the 50-days-long Israeli war on Gaza. Regardless, at least 22 people were killed in the Gaza Strip this week. And in the West Bank, Israeli soldiers killed one child. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Three civilians, including a journalist, were injured this week when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests using rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. IMEMC's Majd Badjali with the details.
On Friday, protests were organized in the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin, Central West Bank, and Tal Ma'sara village in the Southern West Bank. At the villages of Bal'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. Two villagers and a journalist were injured by Israeli troops attacked on the weekly protest at the village of Bal'in. Many more at both Bal'in and Na'lin were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Annabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas against protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Ma'sara and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. For IMEMC News, this is Ms. Bajal.
After 51 days of fighting, Palestinians and Israelis reached a ceasefire agreement with some of the Palestinian demands met. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
An indefinite ceasefire went into effect this week between Israel and Palestinians, ending 51 days of war against the Gaza Strip, which claimed the lives of 2,145 Palestinians and 64 Israeli soldiers and 6 civilians, in addition to over 10,000 wounded Palestinians, the vast majority of which were civilians. The war has also damaged over 10,000 Palestinian homes and forced over 250,000 Palestinians to be internally displaced. The Egyptian broker deal calls for a cessation of attacks as well as the easing of restrictions on Gaza's border crossings and fishing zones. Israeli and Palestinian delegates will hold further indirect talks in a month in Cairo on more continuous issues such as the construction of a seaport and airport in Gaza and the release of prisoners. The Gaza Strip has been under blockade since June 2006. As soon as the news about the ceasefire came out, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, especially in the Gaza Strip, took to the streets celebrating the end of the war. Musa Abu Marzouk, an exiled leader of Hamas, wrote, quote, "The negotiations have ended with an agreement which embodies the resistance of our people and a victory for the resistance," unquote. Since the start of the talks, Israel has strongly demanded Hamas and the resistance groups to give up their weapons, a demand that was rejected by all the armed resistance groups as well as the entire Palestinian political groups in the West Bank. According to the ceasefire agreement, Israel will not attack Palestinian fishermen within 6 knotted miles and will gradually expand this to 12 knotted miles. The buffer zone that Israel created, 3 kilometers along the eastern Gaza borders, will gradually decline to 0. In the meantime, the border crossing points with Israel will be frequently open to allow the entrance and exit of goods to and from the Gaza Strip. With specific note to the Rafah crossing, Egyptian and Palestinian officials are to soon discuss necessary moves for opening the crossing permanently. In addition, there will be an ease on the flow of cash to the Gaza Strip, which will allow the payment of the state employees in the coastal region. On the other hand, at least half of the Israeli political security cabinet opposed the ceasefire, mainly because it doesn't include the disarmament of the Palestinian resistance fighters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the operation they called Protective Edge has achieved most of its goals and that Hamas did not win any of its demands. The future is still unclear for the Gaza Strip, despite of the ceasefire and the promises to rebuild the destroyed buildings and infrastructure. However, what will repair the destroyed psychology of the Gaza children, and what future is awaiting them? A question that is never answered. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishman.
This week, Israeli attacks targeting Gaza left at least 22 Palestinians killed. In the meantime, in the West Bank, one child was killed, another injured due to Israeli troops' gunfire. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo Bannoura reports.
On Tuesday night of this week, an open-ended ceasefire was announced between Israel and the Palestinian resistance groups in Gaza, ending 50 days of Israeli attacks on the coastal enclave. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip have reported that 10 Palestinians, including two children, have been killed and dozens injured by Israeli missiles and shells in different parts of the Gaza Strip before truce came into effect. The sources said the two brothers were killed after the army fired a missile at the family car in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip minutes before the month-long ceasefire came into effect. Moreover, at least 12 Palestinian civilians were killed on Monday. According to local sources, among those killed on Monday was Abdullah Murtagha, a Palestinian journalist. Murtagha was killed when Israeli tanks bombarded a residential area in Al-Shuja'iyah neighborhood in Gaza City on Monday morning. 10 more civilians were injured in the attack. The Palestinian Ministry of Health issued a report this week stating that Israeli missiles and shells fired against the Palestinian population of Gaza since July 8 led to the death of 2,145 Palestinians, including 578 children. According to the report, around 11,100, including 3,374 children, have been injured. Elsewhere, a Palestinian child died Monday of a serious injury suffered after the army opened fire at Palestinians near the northern West Bank city of Nablus last Friday. Hassan Ashour, age 15, was shot by several rounds of live ammunition in the chest and liver and was later declared clinically dead until he passed away on Monday morning. Local sources said that the child was wounded during clashes which took place at the Beit Forik Israeli military roadblock, East Nablus, after the soldiers assaulted several Palestinians. Later on Monday evening, a Palestinian teenager was shot and injured by Israeli settlers' gunfire at the village of Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. According to witnesses, settlers attacked local youth near the settlement of Karmen Sur, illegal built on lands taken from local farmers. Doctors said that the boy, 16 years of age, was moved to Hebron Hospital for treatment after he was hit in his right hand and abdomen. His injuries were described as moderate. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 23rd to the 29th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samer Jaber and me, Ghassan Bannoura.